And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And we're always on Radio MD with you. Radio MD, you can listen to all of our archive shows at Radio MD. Just go to radiomd.com, look for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, go to the archives, and you can hear any of the shows. Arthur has a great topic now on this YouBeauty.com segment for the You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Arthur, there are a lot of ads for stem cell rejuvenating creams, moisturizers, liquids, things you put on at night. Now, the stem cells, I can guess, probably don't work because they can't be active out of the body that long, right? They're kept in the cream. But maybe the stuff around the stem cells has growth factors in it or whatever, those proteins that could help you. What's the story?
Mike, you know, I've been looking at this field for a long, long time, and I see things like these creams that they talk about, and I'm not going to mention a brand name, of course, but here's one that I found. You know, well, I'll make it reasonably anonymous. It's called a multi-perfection serum. $145 for an ounce, Mike. So that's one. Put that in the back of your mind. $145 an ounce. It says there's stem cell extract in there. And then there's one called a repair moisturizer. Okay, let's look for a minute at what's in some of these things. And then we'll figure out whether or not they can possibly work. So here's the one that's the moisturizer. That's $65, by the way. Now that's a good amount of money. We've got grapeseed oil. We've got lemon, apple, grape, aloe juice, jojoba. I like saying that word, jojoba oil, shea butter, and borage seed oil. All those are good things for the skin. And then there's what they call a proprietary blend of fruit stem cells. All right, let's think about this. You're a scientist. I try to be a scientist.
Fruit stem cells? Stem cells from fruit?
Fruit stem cells.
Not human stem cells.
What are these things supposed to do? No, fruit. It just drives me crazy. All right.
Well, maybe I get a cherry appearance.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. You put this stuff on your skin and you might grow some fruit. I don't know. What are you supposed to do? You know, these aren't animals. These are plants. They're cells. They say they're cells. You know, and I know that there's no way a cell, even if it were a stem cell, is in any way going to survive a process of making a cream. And if it did, it would be dead in a day, you know, without proper, you know, we try to keep cells alive in tissue culture, and it's difficult, no less on a bottle in a store.
Well, and but what about the growth factors that come with them? You know, in other words, if you could harvest the soup around the stem cells that are living, don't those stem cells put out growth factors and other chemokines that could cause growth of new cells?
They first of all, let's just knock out of the world right now the plant stem cells, because we're talking black and white, you know, color and black and white, difference in humans and plants. So even if something made a plant work and grow, no one on earth would possibly say that it would make a human skin cell do anything. So let's not even talk about that. That's total fantasy. But let's talk about maybe.
Is there any data on this? No. But let's say that it's a human cell, a human stem cell in culture. We're growing those pluripotent ones. Could you, in fact, have the soup around it have growth factors for human skin?
It gets into a technical question. So in tissue culture, Mike, that means in a test tube, absolutely. There is no question that that could work.
But couldn't you take that growth factor? Couldn't you take that growth factor and put it in an ointment or a lotion?
Let's think about this. The growth factors are large molecules. They are a minimum of in the area of 700 Daltons. Now, I don't want to confuse the audience here, but These are large chemicals that cannot possibly get through the skin. And that is where the disconnect is in this industry, Mike. The size of the molecules. There's a very, very important rule that was published about 10 years ago called the 500 Dalton rule. Anything over 500 Daltons can't get into the skin. And I talk about this all the time. So the skin is like a chain link fence. Chain link fence can, if you try to push a ping pong ball through, you know that well, it'll go through. A golf ball, it'll go through. Try to get a football through, and of course it will not. Your squash ball that you like so much, maybe you could manipulate the molecules of that and just get it through. So there are some molecules that are somewhere right around 500 that you could play games with and get through. But the ones that you're talking about, these stem cell products, these biologically active proteins that can make cells do special things. So there are things called hexapeptides that are like that. And those things in tissue culture will make the cells that make collagen spit it out very fast, very efficiently. The problem is, even though it's a multi-million dollar industry having creams and things with those in it, there's not a single study, not a single study that shows that they can penetrate the skin. And there's no studies, no good studies that are very, very well controlled scientific studies that show they really work. So I'm sorry to burst this bubble.
The bottom line, don't waste your money on these stem cell creams. Let's go right away.
Exactly.
Thank you, Arthur. Let's go right away to the Real Age tip of the week. And this one, 10 ways to outwit your appetite. Feed it protein for breakfast. You'll be less hungry later on and end up eating around 300 fewer calories during the day. At least that's what's happened in studies. Make it climb a flight of stairs. At home, store the most tempting foods way out of reach. For instance, Cornell University food psychologist Brian Wansick keeps his favorite soda in a basement fridge. Half of the time, I'm too lazy to run down there to get it, so I drink water in the kitchen. Sleep on it. People who get their Z's eat less. Give it something else to think about. When scientists scanned the brains of people eating different foods, they found that the brain reacts to fat in the mouth much the same way it responds to a pleasant aroma. So if you feel a craving coming on, apply your favorite scent or do one of those ascents, ascent.com, I think they're called, and you can get the same smell and stop eating. Never let it see a heaping plate. The more food that's in front of you, the more you'll eat. So at a restaurant, ask your waiter to pack up half your meal before serving it to you. Then eat the extras for lunch the next day. Put it under lights. You'll consume fewer calories in a well-lit restaurant table than you do dining in a dark corner. In the light, you're more self-conscious and worry that other patrons are watching you eat. Talk it down. Entertaining friends with a great story doesn't give you much time to eat up, so you'll probably still have food on your plate when you're done. Offer it a seat. If you sit down to snack and use utensils on a plate, you'll eat fewer calories. Satisfy it with soup. Start every meal with some vegetable soup, and you'll eat 20% fewer calories and give it fewer choices. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, keeping a thin waist 6 years younger. Thanks for listening. Thanks for great engineering, Sonar. Thanks to all our guests, Dr. Perry.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks, honey. Proud
of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.